Again, I say good morning to each and everyone. We didn't come here this morning by accident. I think the Spirit of God leads us here because there is something He wants us to know about Him. Before I say anything, let's open it up with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning for a great and marvelous morning in which You spare our life, that many of us could gather in this gathering this morning. Father, it is not by accident that You brought us here, because Your word reminds us in Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered together in My name, here am I in the midst of them. And we pray, dear Lord God, that the message that we bring forth this morning, that it will not be in vain, that it may touch the heart of man or woman, a boy or girl, even we who have known Your Son as our Savior. Father, we will ask ourselves that question: what shall I do with that message? Heavenly Father, we thank You. We pray for guidance, peace, protection, and preservance. We pray that You will guide us along the way, and let Your word find a lodging place in each and every one of us. That we, before the meeting comes to a close, we'll say it was wise to be here. So we give Thee thanks, we give You praise, glory, and honor in the worthy and precious name of Your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There are four things God wants us to know about ourselves. There are many, but I just pick out four. The first one is found in James 4, the book of James, chapter 4, verse 14. Before we read that, this is just a chorus of my mind. I just want to just sing it. It goes like that. Where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? Lost in the world full of sorrows. Oh, without Jesus, where would I be? Where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? Lost in the world full of sorrows. Oh, without Jesus, where would I be? Just ask yourself that question. Without Jesus, where are you going to spend eternity? Because we create in His image and in His likeness and in His image. God didn't create man to live the life the way we want. It gives the Spirit of God, the breath of life into each and every human. And we become a living soul or a living person. And that's why James 4:14 tells us, whereas ye do not know what shall happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a moment, for a little time, and then vanisheth away. If God calls upon you as soon as you step out of the building, where your soul is going to be? Are you ready to meet the Lord? Everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want to die. And I could say, a life without the Lord is just a losing game. So don't play that game with your life. God make preparation for each and every one of us. Let us not make light of it. Don't do like the 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And when the Lord... Then those that were ready left. And those that wasn't ready, They were searching for oil. Then they begged, give me some of yours. Salvation is available to all. I accepted Christ as my Savior. I have my children, but they cannot linger in the sin and sit down and say, Daddy will give me out of his salvation. It can never be happened. It's available to all. And we have to make that step. We have to take that step, make it right with the Lord, no matter how long we live upon the face of this earth. We come into this world one day, and one day we're going to leave it. One day we're going to leave this earth. But the fact of the matter is that, do you really know where you'll spend the rest of your time? Sometimes we say, sin the cause. No, death is sure, sin the cause, Christ the cure. Do not leave this earth without knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Then James tells us, what is our life? It's just like a vapor. We all know when you'll cover a pan, we see the steam. And in a blink of an eye, it disappears. That's our life upon the face of this earth. And there is hope. If we only receive the Lord Jesus Christ, trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, we'll find in Hebrews 9:27, since our life, there is no guarantee in our life without the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it tells us in Hebrews 9:27, as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Then you may say, why? Why God gives me life and there's a judgment? Judgment is that if you refuse to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, there is something awaits you for each and every person that rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior. Jesus, in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is life. Because Jesus Christ could say, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Do you want abundant life, or do you want to live the life which you live in upon the face of this earth? Not knowing if God calls upon you, where will you spend eternity? Sometimes we do sing that song, life at best is very brief, like a falling of a leaf, like a binding of a sheaf, be in time. Fleeting days are telling fast, and the die will soon be cast, and the fatal line be passed. Be in time. Be in time. Be in time where the voice of Jesus calls you. Be in time. If in sin you long the wait, you may have no open gate, and your cry be just too late. Be in time. Behold, now is the behold now is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. Do not boast of tomorrow, for we know of not what the day may bring forth. Maybe today, it might be my last day. Brother Edmund, last day upon the face of this earth. But I'm not afraid. Because, you know, I make my bed in Christ. Like people saying, what you sow. The way you make your bed, that's the way you're going to sleep. If we leave our bed here this morning before we come here, we didn't properly fix it and nice it up. Do not expect when you go and sleep tonight, it will fix up by itself. So I'm not afraid, because the word of God reminds us in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, all things are passed away. and behold, all things have become new. Absent from the body is to be present with who? With the Lord. We have the assurance. Then Hebrews 9:27 tells us, as this is appointed unto man once to die, but after this a judgment. Then you may ask yourself, judgment for what? The judgment is simply that because you rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. He that have the Son have life. He that have not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. It's not my word, it's the word of God. John 3:36. Then we have in Romans 3:23. Romans 3, verse 23. God wants you to know something concerning your life. Our, my life, your life. It said, it reads, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all. So because we all are sinners in the sight of God, God made preparation for each and every one of us that we could escape his wrath. So what are you doing if you do not know Christ as your Savior? What's keeping you back from calling upon the name of the Lord? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Jesus Christ alone, he is able. He alone can be saved. He alone have the power on earth to forgive sin. I could only tell you about it. But if I did not take action for myself, I'll fall in the same bracket too. God loves you, he loves me. But it's not his desire that any should perish. We read in 2 Peter 3:9, for the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards with, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Then you may say, repent from what? Romans 3:23 tells us, for we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we need to do something about the life which we live in upon the face of this earth. Everybody looking to like tomorrow, Monday, they prepare for eclipse glasses and all. Now suppose the Lord Jesus Christ appear in the eclipse. We prepare to make the glasses to prevent our get blind. But Jesus Christ say, I'm in the eclipse, I'm coming. So would you be ready? Sometimes start to say we're ready to have the glasses, but we didn't ready to receive God in our life. And Ezekiel 5:4, it tells us the soul that sinneth, it shall die. 18:4. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. So that's why I openly say, James say, what is our life? What is our life? There is no guarantee in our life unless we seek guarantee in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is abundant life. Then, since it tells us in Romans 3:23 that we all are sinners, then we could say, why am I a sinner? I haven't done nothing wrong. Let's go to Psalms 51:5. Psalms 51, verse 5. It read, it's not my saying, it's the word of God. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. So sin. You did not sin when you have knowledge, you only or enough understanding. You say, you go, you see Brother Edmund have something there, I'll take it. You know it's not yours. Then you say, I'm a sinner, I do something which I shouldn't have done. You know why? From Adam, we inherit them, the sinful nature. Because David realized that he could say, Behold, I brought forth in iniquity. So even before you and I were born, we born a sinner. We born a sinner. So if something, for instance, just for we work, we have our dirty clothes. What we do when we do, if you don't want to throw it away, what we'll do with it? We'll wash it. We'll make sure it's clean. And in the sight of God, unless you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, we are not clean. We need to be washed. Because Jesus Christ tells us, the gospel, the word of God tells us, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. We read about the children of Israel when they had to emancipate from Egypt. They couldn't have left Egypt unless they applied the blood on the upper post of the lintel of the door. And what they say, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood. Then it tells us the remedy for our sin. John 3:16. John 3:16 is the remedy for the sin. I sick, I go to doctor. Doctor will prescribe a tablet, a pills or whatever. I have a cough. I look for medicine, a cough medicine, a robotus or anything like that. But we cannot drink anything like that to wash away our sin. There is no remedy upon the face of this earth. And you could go and bathe from a year got 365 days. You could go by the sea or by the river 365 days, stay in the water, dip yourself in the water. That's still not going to cleanse you. It's still not going to wash your sins away. It will wash your skin. And sometimes you mightn't say because you'll feel cool. But the only remedy for sin is the Lord, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We read it in John 3:16. For God so loved, that is something we all, sometimes it's a very familiar verse, mostly everybody, little children, whether from growing up, we could say, a knot in a nutshell. For God so. God didn't say for God love. For God so love. He put an emphasis upon that love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave his son to do what? He must have a reason of giving his son. He just did give his son just for Jesus to go and die for fun. There is a reason. And the reason is that is whosoever believeth. Whosoever believeth in him, not in myself, not in the preacher, not in Benedict Edmund. Because Brother Benedict believed and he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. So that's what the gospel, there is none, nobody don't like to hear bad news, a sad news. We all want to hear, we like to hear good news. It cheers our heart. Bad news breaks down our heart. But good news brings joy to our heart. And this is the good news that God is offering you, Jesus Christ is offering you today. He so loved you. And he got, your father sent his son to be the propitiation for our sin, or the savior of my sin. There is a, sorry, that that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, the most important thing, this is something we all afraid. Perish. I sure if any one of us, we head into a place and you see somebody running, you tell you, friend, don't go there, you know. There is danger. Because anybody that enter in that place, you are going to go back. They're going to do something with you. Now that's why God wants us to know that there is danger in delay. If we push him aside and say, no, God, Lord, I can live my life the way I want. It seems good to you, but there is danger in delay. That's why I sing that short song. Where would I be? Where would you be without Jesus? Lost in a world full of sorrow. Without Jesus, where are you going to be? Then, John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Eternal life is offering you, God offering you eternal life through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you willing to receive it? Or you keep on saying no, no, no. Remember what James tells us. We cannot boast of tomorrow because we don't know what tomorrow may bring to us. Today is yours, tomorrow might not be yours. Take no thoughts of tomorrow, for you know not what tomorrow will bring. Then we have in Romans 5:12. Romans 5:12. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Say, therefore, judge as though one man is entered that world. And death pass, death through sin, and the through death spare to all men, because all have sinned. So because of one man, Adam, sin enter into the whole world. Remember, we're reading Psalms 51:5, behold our shape in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. So there it tells us, because of one man, sin entered into the whole world. And the payment for sin is death. But there is life. There is life. There is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. One man brings death. The first Adam brings death. The second Adam, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, brings life. So it's all up to us. It's all up to you. You have a choice to make in life. Whatever choice you choose, whatever choice you make, it will follow you. Like I always say, opportunity that lost can never be regained. If you rejected the Lord Jesus Christ today, you mightn't see tomorrow. Do not play with your life. Your life is very important, but without the Lord Jesus Christ, it's worthless. It's useless. There is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is life in Christ. Then, he tells us again in Hebrews, Ezekiel 18:4. The book of Ezekiel. It tells us, behold, all souls are mine. The souls of the Father as well as the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Just think of it. Just think of it. There is something that in you God is very interested. Because God didn't make us to send to hell. Because like I always say, God doesn't send anyone to hell. Anyone. That's where you choose to go. Just where you choose to be, you're going to be. Because it is God's desire for all to praise him. Give him the praise, the glory, and the honor. Like Psalms 107, verse 1 and 2, it says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. And verse 2, what verse 2 says? Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so, whom the Lord have redeemed from the hands of the enemy. Now, if you're a redeemed person, there is no fear in you to tell others about the great and mighty work that the Lord did in your life. But if you do not know Christ as your Savior, you cannot claim Jesus Christ or God to be your Redeemer. He can only be your Redeemer when he redeems you from your sin. Hebrews 12:9. He tells you, furthermore, we have human father who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more, edified, be in subjection to the Father or Spirit and live? We all parents are father. Even before we became father, we had our earthly father. When he speaks to us, we'll listen, we'll obey. And sometimes the same thing we instruct our children, don't do this, don't do that. And we used to do them, we're doing them. And there he tells us, our Heavenly Father, he's nowhere wrong. In all our wrongdoing, he provided a way and means that we could escape his wrath. Shall we not take heed to the instruction which he leaves for us? Is he giving us? Just think of yourself. Just think. We might say someone tells us, don't do that. We'll say, well, who is you to tell me don't do that? But when we stand before God, we can't say, Lord, you can't tell me what to do. It's a warning. Because in the book, Job tells us, because there is wrath, beware, lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. There is no repentance after death. All what we need to do there, my friend, is right now. Set the sin matter once and for all with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we do not know what hour, what second, what minute he will appear. He tells us, be ready, for in such an hour when ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Then he tells us the third Let's turn to Luke 9:56. The Gospel of St. Luke, verse 56. He tells us, For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them, and they went to other villages. So there it was preaching, the Lord Jesus Christ was preaching. Say, I didn't come to condemn or to destroy life, to destroy men. I come to give man life. And this is the reason why the gospel needs to be preached. Because there is life in the gospel. There is life. The gospel is life. And if you rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, you reject his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So when you say no to the word of God, you say no to Jesus. You say no to the Father. Then we have in 1 John 4:14. 1 John 4, verse 14. And we have seen and testify that the Father have sent the Son as a Savior to save the world. It's not the matter of saying, Jesus, Jesus. We boldly now, Jesus, Jesus, but there is a reason that Jesus came into the world. To save you and I, because none of us cannot save ourselves. We cannot save ourselves. There is only one Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The one we have in Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And you are lost unless you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll always still lost in your sin. Sin separates us from God. Because where sin does cannot dwell in the presence of the holy and in the presence of God. So we must come to acknowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the only one, he is the only Savior, and in his blood alone, that could cleanse you and cleanse me. A time I was a wayward, thinking that my life was right, going to movies, being a DJ, playing music, going to movies, all these things, that was fun. But God had no pleasure in those things. But now in Christ Jesus, I can rejoice. Because I could say one was lost, but now I'm found. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my Lord. I could praise the Lord. Because what the world could have done for me, Jesus did it all. Jesus did it all. So my friend, the last one, though we have more, but I'll just close with the last one. John 10:10. John 10:10. Do not let the things in this world carry you away and forget the Lord Jesus Christ. John 10:10 tells us the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells you what the world, the devil, is trying to gain from you. Make you believe that you will gain something in the world. But Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. There is abundant life in Christ. There is nothing in this world. We may obtain all the things that this world is giving. But when we come, how many people, you see, bodies, funeral, you see, you'll see, the hearse, they, and they attach a U-Haul behind the hearse. They say, hey, what is that person possession? They carry it away with him. If we leave this world without knowing Christ as our Savior, there is no way we will be able to stand before God with our possession. We brought nothing in this world, and certainly we cannot take nothing out of this world. The only thing that we have guaranteed that we could travel with is our soul. He that hath the Son hath life. He that have not the sons of God have not seen life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. So life can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if you only receive him as your Savior, he promised to give you abundant life. Life that you will be able to live forever and ever. And ever. We pray that this word, this few words, the word of God, will touch your heart. You'll come to realize that coming here, living here without a Savior, where your soul gonna be? If you live, if today is your last day upon the face of this earth. If today is your last day upon the face of this earth, what will you do? What will you do? Or where will you spend eternity? Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We pray, Heavenly Father, that each time we hear your word, it's a warning going out for each and every one of us. Father, help us that we'll not neglect your word, that we'll take heed to your word, because your word is life. And without your word, Father, we all are doomed. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that a soul will come to realize without Jesus, I am lost. And they can be found because Jesus is in our midst. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We pray that you will guide us and help us, Heavenly Father, that we'll make a wise decision before you knock on our dad's door. Father, we pray, oh God, that your word will find a lodging place in each and every one of us' heart, that we will rejoice knowing, Heavenly Father, we set the matter once and for all with you, especially if there's any in our midst that have known your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Savior. So, Father, we pray that you will take us, let your word find dwell richly in our heart, that we'll be obedient to your word. Help us that we may not be hearers of your word, but we may be both hearers and doers likewise. Father, this I have given you thanks. In the worthy and precious name of your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.
We thank